Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Caught me at a good time.
That doesn't happen very often.
Dude, I just had like 5-6 phone calls. I just one after the other, so it was like perfect timing. going on?
You are probably one of the most hard-to-reach individuals that I know.
Dude, I'm trying to branch off. Like, I'm trying to hire a separate, like, hire someone that can do my position in property management.
There's only so much of you to go around, you know what I mean?
So hard, man. Like, and now with my medical issues, it's like, I just got the MRI done yesterday, and they found something behind my eye and like next to my brain.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I have to go back. Well, I don't know if I told you my eyes, one eye doesn't move with the other eye. Something's going on, but.
Okay.
Dude, yesterday I was in the doctor's. I was at the X-ray, MRI, CT scans, and then right after that, physical therapy, and then another appointment. So,
wow,
it's wild. It's stupid, though. You know how it is. I always tell somebody else has it worse.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll pray for you, man. I hope.
Hopefully nothing serious. Be fine.
Right.
They said urgently.
And then they can hopefully fix. I'll find it and then fix it.
Yeah. It's the brain, spine, and neck surgeon that right away called me. He's like, hey, we found something behind your left eye, so got to go back.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll be good. How you doing?
Doing good. Yeah, we're back to business as normal for right now anyway. We got another about month before we're out of hurricane season, so fingers crossed nothing else comes down the pipeline, you know what I mean?
I heard the other one, but I think it's gone now. Another one supposedly.
Yeah, there was one that they were thinking was actually going to be like this week, potentially.
But it
fizzled out. It didn't even make it like to the Caribbean. It was fine.
Man, that's just wild, though. I think this is all like, I mean, I hate conspiracy theory. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, you're just a bot.
Yeah.
Dude, they got to be doing something with the weather, man.
I mean, they do it for the skiers over in Colorado. They've been doing it since the 80s.
Yeah, well, I heard they've been doing, like, making rain. Look at Dubai. Dubai's been making rain.
100%.
And look at flooded. Flooded.
Yep.
So, manipulating the weather, man. Yeah. That's what happens.
Send stuff up into the clouds, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, so I'm going to pay the deposit for the roof. You sent me a bill for $9,500, so I'm going to do that.
Are you able to just do it, like, through Zelle, not through the program?
Oh.
Because the program they charge, I'm gonna have to pay, like, a $400 fee.
Oh.
If it's a credit card.
I was going to do my debit card, but, yeah, I can...
Even debit, because they charge, like, a $400. Because it's the credit card.
Do you want me to just write you a check? I don't...
Even a check. That's fine. Even if you just do that. Or if you're there, if you want to do a transfer, what banking do you use?
Canandaigua National.
Even if you want to do like a transfer, and I'll just pay the fee, like $25 compared to $400.
Okay.
So we got a lot. So when we first ordered materials, the guy's like, hey, you guys know you need a roofing permit, right, for Oswego? I'm like, no way. You know, first thing, I'm like, there's zero chance, dude. So I right away called the town. So if you do metal, you need a roofing permit. The lady did say that, hey, if it's just shingles, then you don't need it. But for a dumpster, the company won't deliver the dumpster unless there's a dumpster permit, which is stupid. It's like, it's the same thing in the city of Rochester.
Yeah.
You can't get a dumpster without a dumpster permit.
Yeah, everybody just wants a piece of the pie, wants a little money.
So I believe Becky took care of it yesterday.
Okay.
25, I think it's like $20 or something. So I think that's done.
Okay.
I think the dumpster's coming today.
Okay.
And then they can just go ahead and do the roof.
Okay. Awesome.
And we finally got the sun, man, shining. Because not even joking with you, the whole entire 7 days has been just rain.
Dang.
There was not one day of sun in the past
wild.
7 days. So.
Summer's over.
Everything's
man.
Muddy, but.
Summer's over.
Yep, that's fall weather, man. Just rain.
That's it.
Well, we're good. Well, the roof, as soon as it gets done, I'll send you some pictures of it. I don't know if your adjuster is going to come out or what.
I sent them the the updated quote, and they just said, attach it to my file. My insurance agent said, you know, just attach it to the file. And but I'll let them know when it's done. I'll send them some pictures so that way they know, and that way I'm covering my bases, and I let them know that it's all set. You know what I mean? Because I just don't want them to pull some cancellation notice on something stupid. So But
no, other than that, whatever price I sent you, so for both units too, we're gonna do the because I know he quoted you just for the upstairs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Lowe's is right down the street. I think a couple of fixtures we got to replace, a couple of things downstairs, repaint it.
Okay.
Especially if she wants us to paint those heated radiant heaters.
Okay.
So we'll paint all those.
The basement too. The basement too, yeah.
Yeah, the basement. We'll fill in the concrete, take off the – I have your list. There's a couple minor things.
Yeah.
There's one broken window that's – on the driveway side. I'm thinking just put plexiglass.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever you think.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think we're just gonna Home Depot or whatever Lowe's just cut out a piece of plexiglass and put it in there.
Okay, as long as she's okay with it, you know, I don't want her to be like, well, I'm not gonna rent it out because da 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 da.
Nah.
You know, but, like, I want her and you to be on the same page, so that way, you know, we do the renovations that need to be done and we move on. Because I know you're busy. I know you don't want to be going out there all the time. You know what I mean?
She'll be a big help for you though, because she's right there. I mean, she knows Oswego. Like, when I went there, she's very knowledgeable. I feel like she grew up in Oswego.
Good.
But she's old, dude. She's like 50.
I know.
Probably 60. But she's very knowledgeable in that area. She knows what she's doing. So.
Good. Well, hopefully we can get some tenants in there. And like I said, I mean, if I'm going to spend, you know, almost 10 grand for renovations, I would rather hire you and pay you guys than somebody I don't know. I mean, nothing against him. I just, you know, I would rather, you know, I'd rather pay
you. If it comes out less, like the materials or something, I'll be able to, you know, that's just me looking at what his material prices were.
Right.
Me buying the same materials, you know?
Yeah.
So if it comes out to less, if I'm able to do it quicker or, you know, faster, then I'll be able to cut it for you as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I know, this business, dude, like, you can't spend money to, you got to spend as least as possible to make as most as possible to survive.
You got to be smart about it, you know, that's all.
It's hard, man. It's a hard business. It's so funny, though. We changed Kristen's stove, right?
Yeah.
And the neighbor next door right away, hey, when am I getting a new stove?
Oh,
that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Oh, jeez, no.
Your stove is perfectly fine. That's how it is, though. It sucks, but.
Yeah.
They talk together, man. They're like best buds.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, I mean, the lady, the other one, pays her rent, like, before it's even due.
Yeah, she's great.
So,
yeah.
She's awesome. Not one complaint from her or anything about anything. She fixes everything on her own. Like,
yeah, we're keeping that one.
Yeah, but Kristen, very vague response. But she'll definitely pay now that her stove, she's not complaining about anything anymore.
Okay.
She's happy that, she was like, when I talked to her on the phone, she was in a much better mood than the previous time. So you'll be good. She was just pissed that we jacked up her rent.
Yeah, but you know, but now I feel comfortable with where they're at. Where come next year, I'm not raising again, so we're good.
Dude, the rents right now, like in these areas, is insane.
Are they?
I'm telling you, like I'm gonna try to get Wolcott for more.
Okay.
Yeah. So what we have it at $1,250, I think.
Yeah, but then we give a $50 discount for the...
Yeah, I'm gonna try to shoot for $1,300. I have a couple people that I'm trying to... The guy's not answering the phone, the tenant there. So, you know what I'm thinking they're trying to do?
What?
They're trying to not pay this month and leave their security deposit. But I'm trying to explain to them that's not how it works.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of thought the same thing. The whole, like, you know, car thing, whatever, you know, because Tanya forwarded me the message.
Yeah.
He works.
Yeah, he does.
For my brother-in-law, so I can always reach out to my brother-in-law too and be like, "Yo, listen, man."
He does, huh?
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Oh man, he's a good kid. Like, he
Oh, yeah.
When, really good guy.
When he moved in, he was describing the place to my brother-in-law, who has done work for me because he's a foreman. And he's describing the place to my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law immediately sends me a text message. He goes, "Hey, did you just rent out your Leroy place?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know, I had a vacancy, blah, blah, blah." He goes, "Yeah, did you rent it out to so-and-so?" And I go, "Yeah, why?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, he works for me." He's like, "You won't have a problem. He's a good kid. He's a hard worker, da-da-da-da-da." So.
Yeah. No, I felt that right away the first day meeting him. Like,
yeah.
This guy's just full-blown work clothes. Like, yeah. They drive decent cars. Like, I just right away. I think they were having a baby as well at that point. I don't know if she was pregnant or they got engaged or something. I don't remember that part, but I just felt, but it just sucks. I guess they're moving back with their parents or something.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think they're trying to save money to buy a house.
Yeah, makes sense. Just a bummer.
But I'm definitely going to try for more, man, because there's, like, I just did a house on Summit Street. You know where Summit is?
Oh, I know where Summit is, yeah.
Yeah, right next door, like next street over. We did a massive house there.
Oh, wow.
And the guy, George, man, he rents out those houses for like $3,000.
Wow.
It's a single family, but it's like a 5-bedroom. But, man, it's like $3,000. I'm like,
well, yeah, because, you know, right now to buy a house, you got to have the money down, the interest rates, everything to buy houses right now is tough.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot for $1,300 and try to get, like, a more long-term Ukrainian. I thought these people are going to be long-term, you know? They're young.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's no chance they're buying a house anytime soon.
No.
So I was like, figured, man, they're going to be at least 3+ years.
Right.
But I'll see if I can get someone in quick and not have to deal much with it. I'm not going to charge you the full, you know, placement fee. So I'll save you that money on that.
Okay.
I know it's a stressful business, man. It's like,
it is.
I'm dealing with these city properties.
We work together, you know what I mean?
No, I'll save you some money on that too. If I can find, I just sent out to a couple Ukrainian families.
Yeah.
Like the Spencerport one, it seems like they're doing good. They're not complaining about anything.
Yeah, they seem to be good. And my tenants next door, you know, because I still deal with them direct.
Yeah.
You know, they've been great. You know, they outside of that siding stuff. Oh, the siding.
Yeah.
Is your dad able?
Yeah,
to
my. Yeah, he's finishing up a roof today. As soon as he's done with the roof, he'll hop over there.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, he'll just take care of it. That's weird. It's always that angle.
That, man, I don't know if there's like a freaking wind tunnel or like it's...
Probably, because there's nothing behind, right? Just like a cornfield, right? There's no houses behind or anything.
Yep, the fields. Yep.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yep.
It's like my house. My house, it's like at a weird wind angle too. It's wild.
Yeah.
If I put a fence up, the fence will be gone. But then the rest of the neighborhood is perfectly fine, but it's like that, just that wind tunnel that we have. But yeah, he'll take care of it.
Okay. Let me know how much.
No, I think I think we'll just toss it in. I mean, everything's there, so.
Okay. Well,
don't worry about it.
If you need any materials or whatever, just keep me in the loop.
Yeah, you'll be good for that one. But yeah, we'll get Wolcott pretty quick. I don't think we'll have an issue with that one.
Cool.
Ukrainian families right now, dude, are trying to get places like.
I kind of figured if they are not renewing their lease is up at the end of November, though, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think so, is it?
I have it right here. Wolcott. Yeah, it's the end of November. 11th.
Oh, so Wolcott. Yeah, I'm going to tell him about that.
So I figure, you know,
yeah,
charge him another month.
Start
showing it now, like you said, to people, so that way come December 1 or, you know, a couple days into December, I mean, I'm sure you got to, you know, get the cleaning lady over there and all that stuff, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't. So that way, you know, you can get people in towards the beginning of the month.
Yeah, 100%. There's no repairs that probably need to be done anyways in that place.
Good.
Everything was already done beforehand,
yeah.
So they only lived there for a year.
Yeah, and they moved in, let's see. Yeah, they moved in December 1st last year.
Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, November 30th, or whatever it is, the end of November.
Yep, the end of November, so.
Uh-huh. All right, I'm going to try to call him again, Dakota.
All right.
He didn't answer my call last time.
Okay.
But I'll shoot him a call. The grass situation, I got to call him about that as well.
Yep.
My grass, I just cut yesterday finally because of the rain.
Yeah.
My grass is really, like, pretty tall as well, but
it's no excuse, you know. Just it was raining pretty heavy for the past at least week.
Yeah, probably just one more really good cut. I mean, I'm sure a frost is coming soon. So.
Oh, it is already. We had 32 already a couple nights.
Oh, perfect. All right, so the grass should be done. It just needs to be, you know, one last
cut. One more
cut.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll cut. He's a, I mean, dude, he's a, like a really nice guy. He calls me, hey, what do we have to do to, you know, not renew our lease?
Okay.
You know, he's a nice kid. Like, he, you know, I don't think he's going to screw you over in any way.
Okay.
I just don't see them ruining their future just for...
Right. Just so. For a month's rent or something, yeah.
Yeah. No, they'll be good. I'm not too worried about them. And Kristen either, I'm not worried about. Like, you can sense when a person's really not going to pay.
Yeah.
It just sucks that she takes so long throughout the month, you know.
I know.
Pay, that's the problem.
Yeah, but...
She's got an attitude, man. I don't know if you would be able to deal, like, I think you would go off on her, man. The way she talks to people, like, you on the phone, like, when she calls me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, at the weirdest times. You know,
That's why I pay you.
You, like, I think you'll lose it.
Yeah.
Dude, she goes bananas. Like, I'm like, and I told her straight out, I'm like, I think you're just doing this because we picked up your rent, you know?
Yeah, right, right. But it's still reasonable. We didn't.
No, dude, you're not gonna get nothing right now for that nice. There's zero chance. There's no chance you're getting something nice.
Do you think she realizes that?
No, she will only realize it when she starts looking for another place.
Yeah.
That's the only way she's gonna realize it is when she's gonna start shopping around for another place. I'm thinking, like, those places right now, just based on what I'm renting in the city, because I think we have, like, close to 40 properties.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm renting in the city, that should be $1,600 now. A piece.
Wow.
Like, if right now, if they both moved out, maybe you updated Gretchen's just a little bit.
Right.
Because hers was a little more, hers was updated too, though. They're both pretty updated.
No.
I think hers was just more because she's been there forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But 1600, man, like, everything's renting, like, no tomorrow in those areas.
Wow.
So, but, like I said, Gretchen is, like, one of those tenants that you're better off keeping lower.
Keep, yep.
But, dude, she zero complaints since she moved in, since you took over, I mean.
Yep. No, that's one for sure I want to keep as long as possible.
Yeah, Kristen is not bad. Like, she's the only thing with her, she gets, like, these tantrums, whatever they're called, just randomly.
Yeah, she's got that attitude.
She's got that bad, like, why are you calling me about your smoke detectors if they've been going off for 8 months? Why are you just telling me to, you know? That's what I'm, like, questioning. I'm like, why are you telling me today that they're going off if they've been going off for 8 months?
Yeah.
It's like, stupidest things like that, you know?
Yep.
So, and she's just mad that her rent went up.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully she gets over that here so we can, you know, get back to just nice and easy. You know, every 2 weeks she pays.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that she's got her new stove and stuff like that.
Yeah, she needs the stove. I had pictures of it. Well, they dumped the old one. I'm just surprised Home Depot, man. They were very, my guy said they just came, dropped it off, and left.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I was on the phone for like a half hour with Home Depot and going back and forth. And
did you pay for installation, though?
Yeah, so there was a delivery fee, and the installation was free if I pay for the delivery cord thing or whatever.
Yeah, but they didn't put the cord. They never gave us the cord.
No, on their work order, they were like, no, it's not on our work order. I'm like, I paid for it. And they're like, no, it's not on our work order. And I'm like,
so it's not really the delivery guy's fault.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. So ultimately, I was like, all right, well, something happened when I ordered it online. I said, with your guys' system. And you know, I was like, all right, whatever. I said, it's a mistake. They happen. I go, you know, as long as it's, you know, take it off my bill so I'm not paying for it then.
Yeah.
And
they took it off, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they
refunded
me. It was like $40 or whatever. I was like, all right,
fine. They just, they used the old cord.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, they just swapped it out, and they put the other one in.
And I got your invoice there for the $90. Are you just going to take that off the rent, or do you want me to pay you separately?
Well, we can take it off the rent.
Okay.
Easier for you.
All right. Yeah, well, whatever's easier for you. So that's fine.
No, that's fine. What else is there? Yeah, everything else. I mean, Wolcott, I think $1,300 I should do it this time.
That'd be great.
With grass. Yeah, with grass. I'm going to try $1,300 with grass.
Okay. That works for me, man.
We have to. I mean, the rates are only going up everywhere, so can't stay, where it was before.
Right. No, if you can get somebody in for 13, that's fantastic. So.
Yeah, I think we will. Ukrainians, dude, I got so much Ukrainians right now calling me, like, every day to see if I got rentals available.
And Leroy is a beautiful place. I love that apartment. Dude. I mean, I've lived there a long time.
You got the little tennis courts right there, man. Kids hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
It's a good area. It's a real good area. So. What do you think the ETA on Oswego getting?
I'm planning on sending my guys on Monday.
Oh,
everybody.
Super.
Yeah, like a whole crew.
Awesome.
So today they're just wrapping up everything here, and Monday at least 4 or 5 guys to go on the van.
Okay.
And hopefully maybe if there's 5 guys, we'll knock it out like maybe a day or two.
That'd be fantastic.
So don't want to be driving back and forth. So just have
send
more guys. One time, then
right.
Send 2 guys out,
multiple days.
A whole week.
Right.
So.
I'm excited to see how it's done, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, the floors, they'll get it done, and I got 2 guys that just do floors for me, so in one day they'll do all the floors.
Okay.
Lowe's is right there, too, so if we need anything, Lowe's is like a mile down the street or something.
Okay.
So all we'll
right.
be good.
Cool,
but, yeah,
man.
Monday, most likely Monday.
Okay.
So.
All right, send me over the information on how you want me to do the transfer, and I can either...
Yeah, what do you need, like an account number or something? I think you can even do online through Canandaigua on your phone.
Let me see.
You're just a roofer, man. He's like, hey, you know a couple of my guys will be there too?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, dude, can you at least get, I already bought the materials I bought. I'm getting the dumpster. Can you at least give me this much? I'm like, dude, I trust this guy. He's like, I know you trust him, but we've had situations where, you know.
Yeah. No, I that's fine. I get it. So I don't mind doing it. I just was waiting for my funds transfer to go through. So that was kind of.
Yeah, and he understood. So he was fine with the waiting.
So it doesn't, I can bill pay, and I can. But that sends a check, the bill pay.
In B. Yeah, because that paying through debit card, man, they charge such a big fee.
Yeah, we'll skip that then, because no sense in
paying
fee that we don't need. So I can either I can add a payee, and I could add Torch.
Yeah, and if I give you, like, an account number?
Let me see here.
I think I sent you Titan shingles. Let me see.
Yeah.
So he's actually going to be doing the better ones, the GAF.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So even though he's like, dude, I was really going with him for price for a long time. He didn't want to do it for this price, but we were able to agree on it, and he's doing GAF. He's like, I'll sleep better at night knowing that GAF is going on this roof.
Awesome.
Yeah. So GAF is like, $10 more per bundle, I think. Which
yeah.
There's a lot of bundles there. It'll probably been like $500-$600 more.
GAF is like, I think one of like the top brands, aren't they?
Oh yeah, GAF is the best. No one competes with GAF.
Awesome.
So he's gonna put all GAF shingles on there as well. All
right. Do you know if it is it like a 20 or a 30-year shingle? Do they even?
They didn't even make 20 no more. I think it's either 30 or 40.
30 or 40? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think they make. It's going to be at least. I think they didn't even make 30. I think it's going to be 40.
Awesome.
Yeah, because all the stuff we do now is like minimum 40 years.
Awesome.
Well, and it all comes with 10-year workmanship. So anything that goes wrong for 10 years, and then you have the warranty for manufacturer as well.
Oh, okay.
40 years. So you should be good for a long time.
Awesome. Okay. At least on my phone, on the app, it looks like it's just a bill pay. So it would send you a check.
Yeah. The only way to do it is probably go to the branch, but if you're, it's fine. I can figure something out.
Well, if you want, I can call and do a bank transfer over the phone.
Yeah. Unless you call the branch, if you have time, I can just give you our account number.
Yeah. You want to,
if that works for you.
Yeah, do you want to text that to me, and then I...
Yeah, I'll give you the routing and account number.
Okay, perfect. And then I'll
call them,
and I'll do a transfer over the phone.
Yeah, and I can even pay the fee. I think it's like $20 or something.
Okay.
So.
All right. No problem.
But yeah, let me. I'll send you the account number right now.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Cool, man. Yeah. If you need anything else, yeah, let me know.
Okay. All right.
It's just, I think, and then calling you back, I can't obviously call this number because it goes to your office.
Yeah, just call my cell phone. Call my cell phone or text me, and then that way if I'm free, I'll pick up my cell phone. If I'm not, I'll call you back as soon as I'm off.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Cool. See ya. Bye.
Yeah.